Guy Sebastian, Triple M, Jane Day for breakfast. It's quarter to seven, live this morning. North Jacqueline's free car maintenance 101 evening on tomorrow night. Call 49632200 to book. The team there would know about the old pizza debate that you're having with your roommate. Now you've dragged me into this, by the way.
Well, I should, because let's face it, it's something that really needs to be discussed. You know, pizza boxes, whether they have to go into the recycling bin or the normal bin.
Recycling is important.
Absolutely, and that's why I try to make sure that whatever goes in the recycling bin is what it's meant to be. Mm. You know, it's not cardboard boxes for the pizza, because you've got the grease from the pizza reacts with the cardboard and it won't break down.
Brenton's call. If you've got an opinion or you know about this, maybe, actually, you know what, Garbo's.
Yeah.
If you're a Garbo and you can help us out with the answer to this question, 13, 27, 10, do you have to throw out a truckload if pizza boxes go into the garbage bin? I'm saying that's not the case.
See, I thought it would support the whole thing. That's what I've been taught anyway. Hey, Brenton, mate, pizza boxes in the recycling bin, yeah or no?
Yeah, you can.
No, you can't.
Just scrape the grease off it.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Pizza, just scrape that off it. Yeah,
I think you're confusing with the cheese. You can scrape that off, but you can't scrape off the grease, because it embeds itself in the cardboard itself.
No, it doesn't affect it, mate. She's all good.
Because they wash it. They wash the cardboard, they soggy it up, and then they flatten it out and turn it into something else.
But it reacts with the fibres of the cardboard itself.
Brenton, help me.
You're not gonna dump a whole truck just for a box of pizza.
No.
Well, I don't know.
Brenton, thanks for the call this morning. 13, 27, 10. Let's go to Karen.
Karen May, our councillor. How are you?
Very, very well.
So what's the go with recycling?
To my knowledge, the pizza boxes can be recycled, long as they've got no food scraps in them.
Scraps, but the grease or the leftover residue on the box is fine.
It's fine, as far as I know, yeah.
Well, I've been told, Karen, and I'm going to pull you up on this one, that the grease actually reacts with the cardboard fibre, and it can't break down. So that's why they say it can't be recycled.
I'm only imparting my knowledge, and I'm not sure about the technical detail, but that's what they tell me, the boxes are recyclable, long as they've got no food scraps in them.
Karen, I know how busy you are. Is there any chance you could find that out and for us and let us know?
No problem, yeah. I'll have a bit of a check and I'll get back to you.
Thank you, Councillor Karen May from Mackay Regional Council. Thank you.
No worries.
See you later. Morning. If you've got, see you later. Bye. If you've got an answer for us, 13, 27, 10, my question to you is this then. What about all the other packaging that has used, greasy food and stuff like that?
Well, you've got to throw that in the normal bin as well. Like, if you have your hot chips and your fish, it's a little bit greasy, you've got to throw that in the normal bin, not the recycle bin. The butcher's paper there.
Where are you getting this information from?
I've always known this. They did a big thing when the recycle bins first came out.
To the gods above, please can somebody prove this man wrong? Because if you're wrong, I'm going to send you out to the refuge here in Mackay.
Yeah.
To see how it all works.
That's fine.
Please, can we confirm this?
But I can confirm that this is what actually happened when they first brought out the yellow bins.
All right, let us know on our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay with Sundays. I actually legitimately think you're wrong on that. It's 12 minutes away from 7. We'll put a poll on our Facebook page as well.